With the latest from the Bro Radio Newsroom, I'm Kane McMahon. Figures reveal 1.5 million people were taken to court over unpaid council tax last year. The GMB trade union is now calling for progress on council tax reform, saying that the banding system is out of date. Scotland tops the UK list for council tax debt, while Wales has the lowest levels. Tributes have been paid following the death of an 18-year-old following a collision on the A48 on the weekend. Dominic Luke Bailey from Cardiff died at the scene at approximately 8 p.m. on Saturday, the 6th of June. His family said that he'd just been offered a place at the University of Malaysia, but had decided to follow his dreams of seeing the world and travelling. Investigations are continuing, with anyone with information asked to contact South Wales Police. Young artists in St Athan are given extra time to get creative after the Community Council announced an extension to its 2026 Children's Art Competition. The winning artwork will be transformed into a permanent feature on the bus shelter near Full Cross Garage. There's more details on the news pages at broradio.fm. And in sport, Wales captain Angharad James insists they're ready for tonight's crucial Women's World Cup qualifier against the Czech Republic. They need a win in Cardiff to finish top of the group and secure a more favourable path in the playoffs later this year. James knows what's to come either way.
Whether we finish first or second in this group, we still have a hard run ahead of us, and it's going to be a challenge, and we're going to need every single member of team, both on and off the field, so we're aware that it's a long journey ahead.
And Barry Town United have confirmed their pre-season friendlies ahead of the 2026-27 JD Cymru Premier season. Throughout July, they'll face Goitre United, Goitre AFC, Yate Town, Tretomas Bluebirds, Weymouth FC and Gloucester United before the start of the new season on the 31st of July.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Scratchy Poem Show on Bro Radio with myself, Mark, and Martin. Coming up on today's show, we have Information Corner with some important dates for your diary. Obviously, our contact details, how you can get in touch with the forum. Martin and I will be chatting to Deborah Elwood, the Crime Reduction Tactical Advisor, based at Barry Police Station, talking all things rogue trader. We'll also hear some statistics, easy for me to say, from Rhian Bowen-Davis, the Older People's Commissioner for Wales, and of course, some cracking tunes. You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum show on Bro Radio with myself, Mark, and Martin. As promised earlier, Martin and I will be chatting to Deborah Elwood, the Reduction Tactical Advisor at Barry Police Station. I should say the Crime Reduction Tactical Advisor from Barry Police Station. Good afternoon, Deb. How are you?
Good afternoon. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Great. Lovely to see you. I know you've got a particular topic that you want to talk to us about and tell our listeners about today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's under the title of Rogue Traders.
It absolutely is. Thanks for the invite, Mark. My role is Crime Reduction Tactical Advisor, which long and short basically means it's my job to try and stop you from becoming a victim of a crime. And one thing that is really high on the agenda at this time of year is those annoying cold callers that are knocking on your door trying to get your hard-earned cash. They really are quite frustrating and sadly does affect many individuals. individuals in our local areas. So it's really how you can be diligent, what you can do to keep yourself safe from these type of individuals. And often it's the bare basics. It's about locking your doors. It's about making sure that you're confident in saying no. But importantly, if you're not confident, it's also knowing that you can call your local police. We're really keen to drive these individuals out of our local communities. And we can only do that with your help. So if anybody's knocking on your door, offering to do some work for that deal of the day, it's always that deal of the day, or they've been a little bit coercive trying to get your hard-earned cash, then say no and give us a call. The idea is the sooner we can get out, the sooner we can protect you and your hard-earned money.
Right. Okay. Sounds really interesting. Strange question maybe, but do you get seasonal rogue traders? Is that?
We do, absolutely. We do get peaks and troughs because, yes, it does often. You know, if they want to clean a driveway, it's got to be fairly dry to do it. Getting up on roofs, again, we need the warmer weather. So this really is the season now, up and coming. But a lot of our road traders are out and about during the winter months as well, because we are having a lot more winters that are drier than before. So, yeah, we need to be on the ball 24/7, 356 days of the year, please, Mark.
So are there any particular flavours of the month, if you like, these road traders come at you with?
They will use any excuse to try and get your hard-earned money. So if you've got overgrown gardens, hedges, trees, they could be knocking on your door offering to cut them down. They will usually haggle, so they will often sort of say, go on, we'll do it today for about £1,000. If you say, well, I don't have £1,000, then often they'll say, go on, what have you got? And then they'll start haggling. But the problem is, once they've haggled, they will either do a really, really bad job, won't do any job, so you won't see them again once they've got their money, or sadly, that price often starts going up, because then they'll start finding other problems or there'll be other issues. So the price you agreed is often not the price that you pay. So if you can, get out really, really quickly. Anybody knocking on your door offering to do work must be treated with caution. Let's be honest, any of us trying to source a good trader today knows we have to wait, because they are very, very busy. Good traders aren't knocking on your doors, but it's really hard to know where to source really, really good traders. So what we often suggest is make sure you get three quotes. That's really important. If you don't have three quotes, you've got nothing to compare to. If you've got family and friends, recommendations absolutely go a long way. You can contact Trading Standards. Often they, again, will be able to sort of check out local traders. Or if you're a little bit more mature in the community and you're over 60, you can contact Care and Repair. Do a lot of work with them, because the great thing with them, they get all their traders that are DBS checked. So again, it's knowing where to go to source those reputable traders is really important. That's quite empowering, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Because a lot of information there, but yeah, it is really empowering, definitely. I'm thinking of questions, but I'm going to say Martin has probably got one for you. So pass you over to Martin.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I was wondering about online scams. Do you deal with those as well? Because they're quite a problem as well, aren't they?
Scams is so diverse. When I talk about scams, you can be scammed in so many different ways. You really, really can. At the minute, I'm talking about those cold callers that are scamming you out of your hard-earned money on your doorstep. But we have to be open-minded to the other forms of scams that are taking place today, whether that's over the phone, whether it's through your laptop, online banking, online shopping. And fortunately, it's very, very diverse. And we could literally spend all day on each and every individual topic, because the preventative measures differ. So say, for example, you have lots and lots of scam calls, and you do. Often people would just put the phone down and say, well, I knew it was a scam. But what about that next call that you don't know, or you're not sure if it's a scam or not, and you're having a bad day? That's when we make bad decisions. So it's knowing how you take back control of your phone. So the same as if it was a rogue trader, how you take back control of your doorstep. And it's exactly the same with over the phone, how you take back control of your phone. And it's the same as the internet. It's your passwords. How do you protect those passwords? Are they really good passwords? Do we know? Have you ever heard of the website called Have You Been Pwned? It's a really good website to go checking out. If you put in your email address, it will tell you if that email address, sadly, has been spotted on the dark web. So there's some really good information. It's knowing where to go, and South Wales Police website is a valuable source of information. And we encourage people to get in touch with their local crime reduction advisor, like myself. The force has lots of them dotted around the place, as well as your local neighbourhood policing teams. They're equally informed on how to protect you from becoming a victim of a scam.
Thank you. Great question, Marty. I mean, Martin's our website guru for the forum, so that's the question I anticipated. Thank you very much. The only thing that crosses my mind, we've got a lot of older listeners, obviously, and people who don't, particularly like me a lot, I suppose, are great with digital things like laptops and computers. So they rely on literally opening a door face to face. So obviously ID is important as well, isn't it?
It is.
You know, looking for ID or asking for ID, like I'm looking at your badge now, that kind of thing. So
anybody who is cold calling at your door needs to be treated with caution. And sometimes even the most reputable of organisations might not be acting appropriately. So they might be that pushy salesperson. And that actually, there is an offence. How many of us have got no cold callers stickers up and people are still knocking on their doors? That is an offence under trading standards. But people often don't know that. They think, well, I put the sticker up, that should stop them. But unfortunately, there are people that kind of are on the cusp of under-operating within the law, just outside of it. So it really is important in knowing if they're not conforming, they're not listening to that sticker, that you know you can contact trading standards and tell them. Tell them that company is not operating the way that it should do. And then they can work with that company, whether that's education or training, because those rules are there to protect you, and that sticker is that first rule of defence.
Yeah, it's so much detail and information, isn't it, and knowledge that people need. So we could talk all day, which we're not going to do that.
I did say we could.
So is there any contact information that you can give to the listeners that they can, you know, get hold of you or the police?
Absolutely. If somebody is knocking on your door and you're concerned, that is an immediate 999. Please absolutely be confident in making that call, and that call will be treated seriously. If somebody has knocked on your door and left the area and you have not provided any personal bank details, then that would be a 101. If you have provided your bank details, then I please implore contact your bank before South Wales Police, because they need to make sure that your money is protected, and then make that 101 call. If you ring 101, you can be asked to put through to either your local PCSO or your local crime reduction tactical advisor, and we are there to support you in providing you with suitable advice on how to keep yourself safe from scams and rogue traders.
Great. Thank you so much. Before I let you go, I know we've talked about music and song choices. Can you introduce one of your favourite songs for us?
I'm an 80s girl and I love a bit of a disco and a boogie, so yeah, it's got to be Mamma Mia for me.
Get me now, will I?
A big thank you to Deborah Elwood, Crime Reduction Tactical Advisor, based at Bally Police Station, telling us all about rogue traders. By the way, great song choice, ABBA and Mamma Mia. You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum Show on Bro Radio. Still to come, Information Corner and Dates for Your Diary with Martin. And we'll also hear from Rhian Bowen-Davis, Older People's Commissioner for Wales. So stay tuned.
Bro Radio. Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs. And we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions. Blaney Accountancy. Call Barry 739 329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
Make this summer the season your child dives into confidence. Introducing intensive swim courses across the Vale and at Cardiff International Pool. For just £15, your child gets a full week of focus. These sessions run for 25 minutes once a day, helping improve water confidence, develop essential skills, and allow for extra practice. It's the fast track to fun and safety in the water for the summer holidays. Spaces are limited, so book your intensive swim course now at leisurecentre.com.
If you love classic cars, why not head along to the Cardiff City Stadium on Sunday the 28th of June from 11 a.m. for Classics in Cardiff. Enjoy a fantastic display of vintage and cherished vehicles, all brought to you by the South Wales Classic Car Club. £5 entry for adults, £3 entry for OEPs and under 16s, and families get in for £10, with all the profits being donated to local charities. And there'll be free on-site parking on the day too. For more info, search online for the South Wales Classic Car Club.
Chosen name. is Bro Radio, part of your community since 2009.
Foundations. We are the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum. And you're probably asking yourself, who are the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum? Well, we are the voice in the Vale for people who work, live or volunteer in the Vale. So look out on our website, information of which we'll give you later on in the programme. But we're also a focus group, and we have a number of focus groups, including transport, health and social care, housing, arts, craft and leisure, BME and climate change.
No matter how
great sounds of Cher, Believe. Promised you earlier we'd hear from Rhiann Bowen-Davies, Older People's Commissioner for Wales. If you recall on last month's show, which was dedicated to dementia action and all things awareness of dementia, Rhiann has followed up on that particular aspect of dementia with some interesting statistics. So take it away, Rhiann.
It's really important that we talk about dementia, that we challenge the myths and we tackle the stigma associated with it. So I'm really pleased to have the opportunity to contribute to today's programme. The latest figures shows that there are approximately 51,000 people aged 65 and over in Wales living with dementia, a figure that's set to rise to around 70,000 by 2040. Despite the impression that's often created, many people live well with dementia for many years. An early diagnosis can be really important to support this. So if you're having issues or if you're concerned about yourself or somebody that you care for, please speak to somebody. I know that this can be frightening, but it could make a big difference. We can also take steps in our everyday lives to reduce our risk of dementia, such as staying physically active, eating a balanced diet, keeping our minds engaged and maintaining social connections. Getting enough sleep, managing stress, avoiding smoking and limiting alcohol intake are also important. But alongside this, services and support for people living with dementia, as well as for their loved ones and carers, is hugely important. So we need to see more awareness raising so that there's a better understanding of dementia within society, so that professionals and the wider public are better equipped to recognise when somebody may need support. We also need to ensure that the NHS and its staff are equipped to provide quick and accurate diagnosis. Increased support within communities for people living with dementia is absolutely crucial, from professionals working across health and social care, as well as through community-based groups that enable people to make new connections, offer peer support, and access a wide range of information and resources. I visited many groups like this across Wales, and I've seen for myself the positive difference that they can make. But many groups struggle in terms of funding and volunteers. More also needs to be done to ensure everyone has equal access to services and support, which is often not the case. Certain groups may face additional barriers that can prevent them from accessing the help and support that they need. And this includes, for example, high quality Welsh language provision at every stage. Using a first or preferred language can be hugely important for somebody living with dementia. Increased support for unpaid carers is also crucial, given the vital role they play caring for people living with dementia. Without the care provided by our unpaid carers, many of whom are older people themselves, our health and social care services would simply be unable to cope. Yet unpaid carers often struggle to get the help that they need and find the rights to the support are not upheld, something that has to change. For individuals who need more formal care and support, we need to ensure that decisions about funding are made consistently across Wales. We need to end the current situation where older people and their families often find themselves in the middle of disputes between health boards and local authorities about who should fund different aspects of care, or when they find themselves with no option but to pay what are known as top-up fees to ensure the wishes and preferences of their loved ones are respected. Alongside this, we need to ensure that there are enough care home places that meet modern standards for people living with advanced dementia, which can make a positive difference to people's quality of life and well-being. Care homes should also be supporting people living with dementia to make their voices heard and ensuring they have choice and control over their lives. There are some great examples of this in different parts of Wales, and these kinds of approaches need to become the norm. So as Commissioner, I will continue to scrutinise and keep pressure on the Welsh Government and other public bodies to ensure that policy and practice is making a meaningful difference to the lives of people affected by dementia. I will also continue to call for action so the experiences of people living with dementia are reflected across policies, plans and strategies, both nationally and locally, with a particular focus on ensuring that these are co-produced in partnership with people who are living with dementia and their loved ones. Finally, I want to see changes to the way we measure the performance of services and support, so that we don't just see figures about the system itself, but more importantly, we find out about people's experiences of using the system, which is hugely valuable in terms of identifying issues and delivering improvements. I hope I haven't painted too much of a bleak picture, because with a new Welsh Government and much already in place to build upon, there are real opportunities to make a positive difference. But seizing these opportunities will only be possible if action has the voices and experiences of people living with dementia at its core.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
Listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strattery Forum Show on Bro Radio. Still to come, some dates for your diary and the all-important contact information.
Bro Radio.
Finishing school this summer? Get your place at Cardiff and Vale College this September. With loads of subjects, you're bound to find something that's perfect for you. From aircraft engineering to art and design, business to beauty therapy, construction to catering, drama to dance, engineering to esports, the list goes on. It's not too late to apply. Find out more at cabc.ac.uk.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care. Na, 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 na. This charming man. Na, 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 na. This charming man. Ah! A drunk up country boy.
As promised earlier, contact information, and we're nearly at the end of the show, so pens to the ready for that all-important information. We are the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum, and you can contact us in one of the following ways. Email us at opf@valeofglamorgan.gov.uk, telephone us on 01446 700 111, or why not pop along to our website for lots more information at www.vale50plus.org. So, as I've said, we've come to the end of the show. It's been great to have your company. I hope you've enjoyed it. Our next show is on Tuesday, 14th of July at 7 p.m. I've been Mark, and Martin has been Martin. Bye.
Bro Radio.
Cwmpawd teulu'r fro yw eich drws ffrynt un stop newydd ar gyfer gwybodaeth, cymorth ac amddiffyniad i blant, pobl ifanc, rhieni a gofalwyr ym Mro Morgannwg. Mae Cwmpawd Teulu'r Fro yn cynnwys gwasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd y fro, llinell gyngor teuluoedd yn gyntaf, tîm o amgylch y teulu, gwasanaeth rhianta y fro a'r tîm derbyn. Darganfyddwch fwy yn cwmpawdteuluyfro.co.uk neu dilynwch ni ar Facebook, chwiliwch Cwmpawd Teulu y Fro.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.